Welcome to Homestand Studios. This is Hoop Talks. I'm your host, Nora Zainab, next to Jelani Goodrich-Reed and Justin Pooney. And as always, I feel like I come on here and I say, we're going to try something new today. And today, we are going to try something new. And Raptor fans out there, won't be about the win that the Raptors got last night. Shout out to you, Rocco Pirtle. We're looking like a different team. But today's rundown, we're actually going to cover every single game on slate in the NBA tonight against the spread, thanks to FanDuel and their odds. And we're just going to get right into it right away. So, guys, first game tonight, the Minnesota Timberwolves, my team that disappointed me month after month after month after month against the Charlotte Hornets. But the Wolves are favored here, -5.5. You guys riding with
Absolutely. them? The Charlotte Hornets are literally like GTA.
Menace
did team. You, did you see that video? Did you see that video of LaMelo Ball? If you guys haven't done so yet, go on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. LaMelo Ball does not care for a red light whatsoever. Traffic laws of violation do not mean anything to LaMelo Ball.
But I still, I was like, is this because he's right next to the arena?
I don't want people to come. The other thing is, when he's turning, right?
He turns
coming. There's oncoming, right? Oncoming traffic coming right there. There's a car right there. There's a car right there. It cuts him off. And then goes through the red. So, yeah, the Menace Squad.
No, but what I'm saying, what I saw was people were saying, if he stopped at the red light, then all the fans end up like going around his car. Yeah, could that be a reason?
That might be a reason, but bro, like,
you can't break the law.
You're LaMelo Ball. You know fans are going to be all over you. But sticking with the game, I think, like, look, the Hornets have been a hot mess this entire
year.
Shout
out Michael Jordan.
Yeah, shout out to MJ. Once they thought they were gaining traction. I think LaMelo, we know, you know, he's an all-star, superstar caliber player, but the rest of the squad, not very good, right? Yeah. And I think when you're going forward, I think, again, Anthony Edwards, number one pick, LaMelo was, of course, the number three pick in that draft. They were kind of going head-to-head. Both have been all-stars. I'll take Ant and his squad.
I got to go Minnesota. I mean, you're looking at a defense in Charlotte that never shows up. They never get off the bus. And I think because Minnesota, they actually are good in terms of assisting. Mm-hmm. You know, assist numbers are up. So as of late, they've been playing better on that area. I think that's going to help them get opportunities on offense. I'm taking Minnesota for sure.
Wow, you guys are riding with my team tonight, team, the Wolves. I do gotta say, you would assume like a guy like Michael Jordan, if he's running the Hornets, they would be at least not a mediocre lottery team year after year.
It just shows you the fact that like great players in their respective sports can't be great executives.
Doesn't always
happen. Because Michael Jordan could do things that nobody else could ever do, and he expects his players to do the same thing, and they can't do it. So
he did get a ball, brother, so he's doing something right there. Justin, what do you got for us?
I want to talk about the Eastern Conference potential finals. Maybe. Kind of a pipe dream now. But the Miami Heat taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee is a 1.5-point favorite. Jay Crowder is expected to make his debut for the Bucks. We don't know about Giannis yet. But what are you guys thinking? What are you guys' thoughts?
Nora, you go first. So you guys know out there, though, we're recording this at 12 p.m. noon. So the lines already changed. They were -2 half an hour ago. Now they're -1.5. They're probably going to be changing as I'm speaking right now, too. And as the day goes on. So just take that with a grain of salt. But honestly, for me, I'm going to go with the Bucks. I think that's a pretty easy feat here. Even without Giannis, I should be able to do it pretty well. You got Bobby Portis who will be back in the lineup. You have Chris Middleton, who's now finally healthy enough to be part of the rotation. You already have good guys there in Jrue Holiday and Brooke Lopez. And the Heat are just not looking like a team that should be
Kevin Love is making his debut, so maybe that's the spark they need.
I guess, but they're without Lowry, Tyler Hero's day to day, and I guess Lowry's also at the point of being worked out of the rotation.
Reports are even saying like he's understanding that as we move forward closer to playoffs,
he's not going to
be coming off the bench for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So based off that, I think just like it's the Bucks. The Bucks are also 4-1 at home.
Yep.
They are a good team if they're playing, you know, with their crowd. Even without Giannis, they don't need to have Giannis. It's going to be a nice bonus to have him there. But against a team like Miami, who should have been a threat. So I go completely against you and
how this could
May I finish? Yes. And how you said that both these teams are going to be looking into the Eastern Conference. They're absolutely not. Not even close.
Yeah, I think
the Bucks are higher
this,
up.
Yeah, like a 50% of this, that's the Bucks, are going to be there. I don't know about the other 50, but I'm taking that other 50. I'm taking the Miami Heat tonight, actually.
What?
Yes, I am. I know, look, I get it. My Bucks, you know, that's my pick in the Eastern Conference. They've been balling 12 straight wins, of course. But I think they're due for a loss. I think they're, so I'm taking them straight up, Miami, actually, tonight.
Wow.
I think Kevin Love, he's probably going to be out there tonight, and I think he's going to add something. Look, he's not going to be Minnesota Kevin Love, okay? Don't expect that to happen. But I think that tonight they are due for a loss. That's Milwaukee. Why? Mm. Because you're looking at Miami, right? And they're in a spot. They're seventh right now in the Eastern Conference. They're going to need to start winning games. Like, they're going to have to find consistency really soon if they want to get that top six, which they are close. They're playing for, right? So you're looking up at Brooklyn, New York. So I think this is a game they need moving forward. Right.
Really? So, because my question for you, and let me know if this changes your mind. Miami Heat are 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 games.
Right.
And they have lost four straight against teams with a winning record.
That is true. And they're not, okay, let's face it, they're not that great on the road too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
13-17 on the road. But again, I think that at some point Milwaukee's gonna lose. And I think tonight's gonna be
I'm taking them straight up.
Yeah, I'm taking them straight up, to be honest with you.
You know what?
Miami. I got Miami tonight.
Now what's...
For me, I'm looking at another game now. Mm-hmm. Western Conference, let's go there. Let's go OKC and Phoenix, right? Kevin Durant not expected to be out there against his old team yet. But again, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the crew, they've been looking pretty good. They did lose to Utah last night. So at one point, it was close.
And Lauri Markkanen is a different guy right now. Honestly, if I were to have like a minute just to dedicate something to a player, creating Lauri Markkanen. And he's a guy that you didn't expect to be this good. I think that's what's catching us.
Most improved player, in my opinion.
We know the NBA's agenda, and it's going to be Shai because he's the flashy.
It probably will be, but
I'm glad about that if Shai wins most improved.
Shout out Canada.
Shai deserves it too. He's averaging 30.8 points per game this season. That's insane. Next is the like you would assume this was Shai's team to begin with, but now he has guys like Giddey next to him. He has Lou Dort.
Good young squad.
Kendrick Williams, like Chum all these Grinch, good guys.
Chum's gonna come back.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, the line tonight is 6.5. It's moved. Okay, it was at 8, and now it's 6.5 in favor of Phoenix. So Justin, I'll go to you first.
Okay,
who you got tonight?
I've been rolling the Suns plus the points because, again, they played last night. They played in overtime, right? I think there's gonna be some tired legs. Phoenix is well rested. Yes, they don't have Kevin Durant, but Chris Paul, Devin Booker. Devin Booker was also in the media making comments saying
yes, he was.
He only had one All-Star, which
does he know?
You can change the narrative, Devin Booker, but we know what we know.
Yeah.
You guys are the championship favorites. So I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns because a young team, although they're young in OKC, they're going to be tired on a back-to-back. They went to, you know, Shai put up a Herculean effort, but I think the Suns kind of cruised through a victory for this
one. Do you agree?
No, you
do not agree.
I'm going with OKC. Okay. And not because I think they'll win, but I think they'll at least cover the spread.
Okay.
And that's based off the fact that, again, it's Shai. So Shai's averaging 30.8 points on the season so far per game. That's crazy to me. He's also 50.8% on the shooting. So he's efficient what he's doing out there as well. But like I said, he also has help in Lou Dort and Giddey. Giddey had a big game last night as well. And then Kendrick Williams. And like you said, they're missing guys that need to be part of the lineup. But that's showing you that whatever small guys that Sam Presti had put together, they could do something down the line. Mm-hmm. On the other side too, they're not the best defensive team, but they're decent. They should be able to limit Phoenix over here. And I think on both sides, too, if the Suns can pick up their defense, but if OKC can overpower that with their offense, I'm going to go with the offensive side here. And that means laying the points. Mm-hmm. So,
and honestly, if you're going with the Thunder tonight, they've covered this number 9 of last 10.
It's true. They've been balling
in terms of the spread.
And they're third in most points per game. They're going to make sure that they allow everything to... Yeah, so I think... It's weird because whenever you see big spreads, you're like, okay, that doesn't mean the team's going to win. It's just, will they cover and keep it close? And that's why I'm going to go with my boys.
I think Devin Booker has a big game tonight.
Okay.
He should. Well, yeah, and just in time for Kevin Durant to come back in the lineup too next week. The big three.
With 8-2 and Chris.
If you were to
that's
the thing.
Three, that's the thing.
But if you were to do big three for Suns, who would it be? Like, would you keep Ayton in there or Chris Paul in there?
Well, big four is...
I said big three.
Big three. You got to put Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris. Right? Chris.
Mary has Paul Finn.
Sorry, DeAndre. Yeah. Okay, so the other game for tonight. Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Atlanta Hawks. Where the Hawks, it kind of shocked me, favored by -1.5. Again, this is noon, so it might change.
You never know.
I'm gonna go with the Cavs. I think although we, me and you both were riding that Atlanta bandwagon at the beginning of the season. Look, Atlanta I still boys. Think if Atlanta gets Quinn Snyder, which they're expected to
I
do,
like that. I really
I
like
do
that.
Like
I
that
really
pickup,
like
and I think they can go in the end of the season charge for the playoffs for a top six spot. But I think even though Cleveland played last night, look, man, they got a lot of firepower on there. They're firing on all the cylinders. Now, the thing is this with Cleveland, a lot of people say they're a very good team, but can they match up against good competition? Well, the good thing is tonight, Atlanta's not really that good competition right now, right? So I'm going to go with the Cavs on the money line. I do believe that they'll have a nice game. I want to see how this whole how Atlanta responds to the firing of Nate McMillan. Is this a time where Trae Young kind of steps up and you know what? Okay. No, never, all the eyes are on me now. Yeah. Do I step up as a superstar player and take control of this franchise alongside DeJounte Murray? I do think they can, but just not tonight against the Cleveland.
Yeah, Cavaliers. I got Cleveland. I got Cleveland tonight. Atlanta's defense has not been good at all this year, right? If you're looking at the numbers specifically, 21st field goal percentage allowed. That's not good.
Nope.
And same thing, 21st in points per game allowed. This is an offense in Cleveland that can score, right? And I know they lost last night, albeit against Denver. Okay, that's Jokic.
It's
that's
the best team in the NBA.
You got to give them some slack for that, right? And Cleveland, it was close. It was close, too. So I think Cleveland, I understand they played last night, but I think they're going to be able to score, right? And the other thing, you did mention the Nate McMillan thing. How are they going to respond as a whole group, right? Because at times you see after a coach is fired and an interim comes in the door, sometimes teams do actually play up to that level.
The Brooklyn
Nets. Yeah, they respond. The sometimes they respond, but there are other times we've seen teams just lose it all. You know, when the rumors are there, when the firing is there, and other rumors are happening with Trae Young. Trade, stop it. I don't trade Trae Young.
What if he asks her out?
I don't see it. Atlanta's his city.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're,
I don't know. This is the new age modern NBA.
I know.
A lot of guys can.
But I think the Hawks would be smart to keep him, right?
Absolutely.
I think it was more on McMillan. He's a good coach, right? But the fact that they went to the conference finals, right? Mm-hmm. And since then, they've dropped in terms of the level of play. You bring in a guy like DeJounte and it doesn't work out. That's got to look, you got to look at the coaching in that aspect. I don't think it's all sure.
There's enough talent on that Atlanta roster to make a substantial push in the Eastern Conference.
And I think what people say too is like, before you get rid of a player, you get rid of a coach.
Yeah,
that's usually the easier thing to do.
It's easier.
Not just the easier, you trust your players first. You're going to be like, that's my talent. Let me see if that's not working for them. This leadership isn't working out for them. Let's try a different leadership. And then you can blame the players after. But first, you gotta try out with their coaches. Yeah. But what's crazy to me is I get it. Like, this is at home. Atlanta Hawks are at home. Cleveland played last night. They lost, whatever.
Yeah.
But why are they favored by -1.5?
I don't know.
I think it's because the back to back for Cleveland.
Probably.
I get that too. And I get that they're at home. But it's they're different teams right now.
The thing with the Hawks is that they've been such a 500 team this year. Yeah. They win some, they lose some. And it happens all the time. They can't find a groove. They can't find a rhythm. And the other thing is, I mentioned the defense, man. It's just not there. They gave up 144 to the Hornets not too long ago. Okay, that's kind of disgusting, right? So I think that the Cavaliers got this one. Yeah. D-Mitch, that defense too, the Cleveland defense.
We know Trey's not the defensive stopper out there. So, you know, Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell try to exploit that matchup and go after
him. And Mobley too. Like,
of course, Mobley. Like,
come on.
Justin, what do you got for us?
I know this game's kind of a... Everybody's kind of looking forward to this game.
Which one is this, man?
It's a rematch of the 2018 Western Conference Finals. The mighty Houston Rockets against the Golden State Warriors, who lost last night kind of handily to the Los Angeles Lakers. They're at home against the Rockets, and the Warriors are 10.5-point favorites. Noor, is that you talking about big spreads before? Are you taking the Rockets to cover this spread?
See, when you're Noor Zainab and when you see a big spread, you take the points. You take the other team because there's sometimes.
It's the Houston Rockets, though.
I know, but what I'm saying is, listen to me. I'm not finished yet. Exactly. I'm like, sometimes you're looking at it and you're like, you know what? How are they not going to at least be within 10 points? There's teams out there, nights out there where you see 20-point lines and you're like, how could that even be possible? With this one, though. The Golden State Warriors, the defending champions versus one of the worst teams in the league. Yeah. And don't mind you, the Houston Rockets are going to be without Jalen Green and Porter Jr. You have your best two players missing. You have no offense to begin with. Let's not even talk about the non-existent defense that's not even there. So what are you relying on at this point?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Alperen Sengun,
Sengun, he's a nice pickup. I love it.
I think Alperen Sengun is the Rockets' best player, to be honest with you.
When he came in the draft, I felt like he was one of the more under the radar prospects that was going to shine. But I got the Golden State Warriors tonight. I'm taking that 10.5. I think okay, yeah, big spreads in NBA. It's not a good match. Sometimes it doesn't work out for you. You take those points, but I'm going to take Golden State. I understand they lost last night against the Lakers, albeit without Steph, and that obviously hurt their offense.
Wiggins
as well too. Mm. But I think that the Rockets they're not a good team. I'm sorry, they're just not a good team. Silas, I like Silas, good guy, good coach, good man, but I just don't see it. And you mentioned no Jalen Green, no KPJ. Come on, who's gonna show up? Who's really gonna show up for those Rockets?
Yeah.
And let's face it, at home, Golden State's
better. Warriors are dominant.
Yeah. 22 and even 7. Without Curry, even if Wiggins is day to day, you still have so many guys on your roster, and they're seasoned guys. They know what they need to do to get the win. And how many times can I say it? It's just the Houston Rockets.
I'm sorry, Houston. You guys got a problem.
They're 28th in adjusted defensive rating. Sorry. And I'm like, at that point, you have no offense with your two guys that are missing. You got no defense. Raise the flag.
Yeah.
You know, call it a night.
Well, they're obviously tanking for Victor.
Yeah, so we'll see if they do get him. But let's move to teams that are actually playing for something. Mm-hmm. Well, one of them for sure. The Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets are going to be playing the Chicago Bulls. Yes. We just picked up my guy, Pat Bev.
You see the All-Star treatment he was getting?
I did see that.
Jeez,
I did see that.
Pat Bev. Bench players act like the starters.
Starters? I hate that. But the two-point favorites tonight, that is Chicago. So do you guys take Chicago? Do you guys think Chicago can actually step up? Or will it be Brooklyn?
Both these teams are very interesting positions right now. Like, you look at the Nets, who just went through that whole rebuild, blow it up, change, but they're still in a playoff spot, right?
Yeah.
And then you look at the Bulls, who have a core of Vucevic, DeRozan, and LaVine, minus Lonzo, that thought they were going to be a contender in the Eastern Conference, but have not lived up to those expectations, right? I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets. Okay. I think Chicago, look, it just doesn't work without Lonzo there. He's the orchestrator of that offense. And when I watch the Bulls play, yes, LaVine makes those splashy plays. Yes, Vucevic still gets his 17.5 points. Yes, DeRozan is a mid-range assassin. But they feel like hollow stats.
Something's missing, right?
It's something missing, right? Yeah. I think Vucevic, he's kind of like Jusuf Nurkic in a way. They put up a lot nice numbers.
And I like them both.
They're all pretty much ISO players. There's no one to connect them.
And that's you never really notice Vucevic on the court. And I think, look, what Cam Thomas is doing, Jacques Vaughn has given him the ultimate amount of confidence. Spencer Dinwiddie said, look, if I shoot the ball in the last shot of the game, it's going to go in. I'm a bucket, right? And I like that confidence the Brooklyn Nets have. This has been a team and a franchise that's had so much turmoil, so much drama, so much everything, just everything. Against basketball. Now they can just focus on basketball. They have a coach now that believes in them, that's going to get the most out of them. I don't think Cam Thomas is going to drop 40 tonight, but I think the Brooklyn Nets will take this game because they have something to play for. They're kind of going to embrace that underdog role, and
it's like 2019. Remember those?
It's the team they had before they got,
I love that vibes.
It's the team they had before they got Kyrie and KD. I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets.
Nor?
Going against it.
Ooh, okay.
Playing with the Bulls.
Okay, okay.
The Bulls are a better team at home. The Nets struggle on the road. They're still, they're a good team at home right now, but the Nets, there's the newer team with the coach that's still adjusting to this new lineup now. So are these guys, but their new coach with this new team everywhere. So for them, I think it's more so you're able to get those wins at home. It's a lot easier to do that. But when you're on the road, that's when you're really being tested against the Bulls too. And yeah, the Bulls don't really have a facilitator, but they still have good guys that can score. When you look at the Nets, the Nets have younger guys, but it's more so when you're looking at the Bulls, they're more seasoned guys that know how to get their buckets, that know how to get their shots. And they just play better at home.
That is true.
They're a lot of a better team at home. And the Nets kind of...
They're a different team on the road.
Yeah, they're not bad on the road, but they're different. Like I think they're allowing 114 points per game on the road, while the Bulls are scoring 113 at home every single game. So that tells you that offensively, it's going to be the Bulls show. Mm. If the Nets can bring it up a little bit, we might be able to see some kind of back and forth. That's probably why the line is so close right now with -2. But for me, it's more so who's going to have more defense going forward, and I think it's going to be the Bulls.
Yeah, I agree. If I'm taking somebody, I'm taking the Bulls tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm taking the Bulls.
Brooklyn, I do believe in you.
Love you, DeRozan. I know you can do it. Get that W. All right. He can do it. I'm still a DeRozan fan.
That was a very selling point for people out there. DeRozan, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Yeah, but that, it actually breaks my heart. Stop it, no, lying, I see you. It breaks my heart seeing that team because I'm like, they were...
Who, Chicago?
Yeah, yeah. They put some solid runs together last year.
Yeah, losing them 6 straight. Yeah.
It just shows you though how important it is to have a point guard to lead your offense.
And right? There's just not, like you talked, like the offensive unit has not been as good as we've seen in the past. Like the pick and roll is absent now without a guy like Lonzo.
And Lonzo played with tempo until he pushed the ball, which worked well with Zach LaVine.
It's been very disappointing. They should be vying for that top six. Yeah. They're not going to get there.
And I get it. Like, Lonzo's out for sure. But at the same time, it's like, you still have so much talent that it should not just be relying on Lonzo. Or it's up to the front office to be like, hey, if that's our point guard, that's out for however long now, should we not be getting someone else in
the door? Well, we got Pat Bev now. Times are changing in the Windy City.
The fact
you
that
know what
was...
he told Zach LaVine? He's like, you will never have to pass again. Like, you are never passing again.
You average 5 points a game.
Don't you know he plays defense by talking?
Yeah.
No? Okay, one of the last games of the night, the New York Knicks take on the Washington Wizards, where the Wizards are 2-point favorites. Mm-hmm. Who are you guys riding with?
One of the Knicks. Go New York basketball. Look, I think the Knicks can be a team that can actually make some noise potentially in the Eastern Conference playoffs this year. Look, Jalen Brunson, I said it every week.
That's your boy.
Every time
That's
on
your boy.
Jalen Brunson should have been an all-star. Should have been an all-star.
Okay.
Julius Randle was an all-star. Sucked in the 3-point contest.
Oh, man. Horrible. Don't even bring that up. Don't bring that up.
I saw a photo of like Bam Adebayo, and maybe it was Pascal Siakam or somebody. And they're just looking at his shot. What the hell is this guy doing?
Yeah, no.
The fact that Julius Randle was a 3-point shooter just shows you how bad the all-star game weekend was. But most importantly, I think Josh Hart. That was a huge pickup for the New York Knicks. A guy that can play 3-and-D, but also put pressure on a guy like RJ Barrett because he could easily start instead of RJ Barrett.
And he could score.
And he could score Emmanuel quickly, right? I think that addition of Josh Hart is a great move. And I think the Knicks are a team that with a guy like Tibbs, who's going to push his players, right? He's going to push them to the brink.
Yep.
They're going to make some noise. And I think they take a Wizards have been playing well lately as well. But I just think the Knicks are going to take this game.
New York. I'm going with the Knicks. Shout out to the guys at MSG. I know this game's in Washington tonight.
I think so, yeah.
But I think they're going to show up in Washington in the nation's capital and win that game straight up. So take them money line, take them spread. Look, the Wizards, they have been playing pretty well, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking at their last 10 games. And saying that, they've been third in offensive rating. So that's pretty good the last 15-ish games, right? But Bradley Beal. That knee soreness that he's been dealing with, is he going to be out there? He's questionable right now, so we'll see what happens tonight. Right. But let's say he doesn't play, right? Who's going to step up? You got Morris, then you have Avdija. But, I mean, come on. That's a lot of guys, you know, that you're going to need to
show up
tonight,
problem.
Right?
It's a matchup problem.
It's going to be tough. And without Beal, they don't really win games. They've lost four straight without Beal.
Exactly. He's questioning his loyalty right now, too.
Hey,
I don't know.
10 toes down. We'll see if he's... I like Brad Beal's loyalty.
He's questioning his own. He's like, you know what? After a while, though, guys, like, you got to go for questioning what are you thinking.
We'll see. He's also got to stay healthy, too. He's been in and out of the box this year.
So they haven't been able to win without Bradley Beal. I think that's going to be another game like that tonight. They also lost to the Knicks already without Brad Beal, right? So I think you're talking
all
about Brunson.
Signs point to the Knicks.
You're talking about Brunson, right? I think Brunson's going to show up. You understand who RJ Barrett is offensively. And Julius Randle, albeit that terrible three-point shooting on Saturday night, he is a pretty good player this season. You're talking about an all-star, right? You're talking about an all-star caliber player. So I think they're going to show up tonight. I got the Knicks.
I hate that the Knicks are relevant again, guys. I can't talk
You hate it? I think it's good for basketball.
It's so good for basketball.
So much better
when MSG's wrong.
I'll say it again. I hate it. I hate it.
The Knicks gotta be relevant. They gotta be. You know?
Anyway, last game of the Western Conference tonight, Justin.
Best
take it away.
Game of the night, in my personal opinion. That's why we did it last, because it saved the best for last.
I don't know about that.
Russell Westbrook.
My guy.
Making his debut for the Los Angeles Clippers against the Sacramento Kings. The third place Sacramento Kings, actually. The Clippers are 7-point favorites. Again, we're recording this around noontime, so it probably will change. But you know, it's 6.5 or 7.5 or 7, right? I think that's a little bit disrespectful to the Sacramento Kings. But let's see what you guys have to say.
I don't think so at all.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
No.
Right?
No. Because if you look at it, Sacramento Kings. No, I'm not denying that. Not only do they have their offense, but they have the speed as well. They have transition. They have everything going for them.
Sabonis, they have Fox.
They got everything. But their problem is they're going up against the Clippers. And the Clippers can do both. They can replicate their offense, but they can also defend their offense. They have so many guys, not just any guys too, by the way, but they have a lot of very good defensive players.
Your boy Kawhi. Yes.
My boy Kawhi, my boy Paul George, even Terrence Mann. Like those, they're all very good at what they do in terms of shooting, and but then especially defensively. And defense wins you games. Again, big spread, -7. I would kind of think about the fact that, well, if the Clippers go a little bit cold on shooting, and if the Sacramento Kings, if they can somehow elevate their offensive line, you could see more of a game. I still think Clippers win that, but I think it's more of a closer game. But if somehow, which probably will be the case, Clippers can come down and use their everyday defense that's going to be suffocating, it's going to be a Clippers win.
Let me ask you this, though, Jelani, before I get your opinion. What about the Russell Westbrook factor, right? Don't you think that PG and Kawhi are going to want to, you know, integrate him into field life?
I feel so. I'm taking the Clippers tonight.
Okay. I'm taking
them tonight.
I'm trying to push the Light the Beam movement.
I've been on that Light the Beam movement. I respect you, Sabonis. I respect you, Fox, okay? Even though you didn't score.
I'll respect.
But I think the Clippers, man, I think the Clippers get it done tonight. All right. Why? Because moving forward, right, if you're looking at their schedule, the next like 6-7-ish games, all against really good teams in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. These are playoff teams. They're going to want to start to get going really soon, right? And I get it. Russell Westbrook is going to be there. We'll see how he fits, right? The fit is going to be...
He looks happy.
Yeah, he looks like a new man, right? A new man, new time. He just moved the locker across the way. So I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good tonight. And looking at the Kings, right? The Kings, they're coming off of a game against Portland last night, right? And that was a game where they started pretty slow. They did manage to win the game, but... I think that the Clippers tonight will show up. I think they'll show up, and they're playing for something. Obviously, they're right behind them in the standings, right?
Yeah, so very close standings.
So I got the Clips tonight for sure.
I say like the
We'll see Russell Westbrook make his debut in another arena. Sorry, same arena actually, but a different team for the Los Angeles teams that are out there, not the Lakers today. It's going to be the Clippers. Sorry, guys. It's Friday. And we gave you our best bets of the night. There's 8 games on tonight, some of the best matchups happening. And you know, that's the beauty of parity in the league. When there's good teams, there's going to be good games.
Charlotte and Minnesota. Let's go.
Hey, LaMelo. Just stop at the red light, okay? Just stop at the red light.
Yeah, he's definitely listening to this show for sure. He's going to be like, oh, Justin Booney said that. Yeah, let me stop that here for sure. And you know what? Oh, as always over here, go Raptors. Make that play-in. Get that playoff.
Shout out to the Caribbean night. Okay, I wish I was there. Wish I had some doubles. I saw Maddie
D. Everybody was
eating Maddie D and the boys, they had some of that. But man, it looked fun. Scotty Barnes and the crew showed up.
The vibes
are back,
guys.
Crowd finally showed up for a Raptors game.
I know. Chris Boucher. I saw that dunk. Don't worry.
It's going to be a part of... Chris Boucher saw that too 100 times on his highlights night.
Better than Jericho Sims on Saturday night, with all due respect.
Okay, well, the bar was so low with Jericho Sims, man.
With all due respect, bro,
we got a couple games on tonight. The Raptors take on a bunch of teams this weekend, and we have not that long until the play-in playoff pictures that's going to pretty much start. So have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.